This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hey, Ben. Adam Hogue, CHGO.
Adam Hogue.
Who wants to step into Hub's big shoes?
Hey, George.
Hi, Adam.
Obviously can't step into Hub's shoes, but...
Covering the Bears for CHGO.
Hey, Ben, Adam Hogue again. It was a little surprising that you took this job so fast without coming here first.
Walking in this building yesterday gave me goosebumps.
What's up? Welcome in, Hogue and Johns.
Ryan Pulse, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Two questions about Ozzie Chipillo. Number one, does he look like me?
No.
See?
I'm not the one bringing this up. It's our listeners.
They bring it up all the time. That's good. Number two, what
your face or your the like face? The whole
oh,
thing?
Oh, no way.
They've been calling him Giant Johns.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Adam Hogue.
I'm Adam Hogue, or I'm not Adam Hogue. He's Adam Hogue.
We just need to kick Adam Hodge off the show and let him come back on Tuesday.
Adam Hoagie or Hogue? Excuse me. I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
And there's so many others on here. Our own Adam Hogue says, just found out.
With Spiegel and Holmes.
Coach, other than the kick being short, were you pleased with the execution on that May Day situation right before halftime?
Yeah, I was, Coach. I really was.
On 670 The Score.
The Hogue and Johns podcast has become a movement. You already know that. Folks over at CHGO, they know that as well. Adam Hogue joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. Hoger, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. I guess we're limping into the playoffs here a little bit. Always good to talk football on these Mondays with you. But, Bears not seemingly playing their best football going into the playoffs, as Ben Johnson hoped, but still a winnable game this week.
Yeah, it's an interesting day, isn't it? Because it's kind of a day to take stock in what that was yesterday, to start to look ahead to the game, but also take stock in the season. So let's start there, Adam, because years past, we're talking about a post-mortem press conference tomorrow where we find out which coordinators get fired.
And where they're drafting.
Yeah, right. Well, we've been doing that for like 2 months. So let's celebrate that and celebrate what has been built. Like, something has happened here, and there are things to get better, but this is the third best offense in the NFL in terms of running the ball, ninth best in scoring, sixth best in yardage overall. Like, something has been built here, which is pretty amazing.
No doubt. No doubt at all about that. And that's what I've been on our show, is I've been trying to sort of split that up into two different conversations, you know, over the last couple of weeks. Even, you know, going back to our post game show immediately following the 49ers game. I mean, one of my biggest takeaways, and I spoke about it here on The Score too, was, it really seems like you have your head coach quarterback combo for the future. I mean, that is on the list of priorities in the NFL today. And for all these teams going through Black Monday today that are looking for that, seeking that, that's why they're in the position they are in. And that's where the Bears usually have been on so many of these Black Mondays in the past. And so you can definitely take a step back. And I did this morning, almost instinctually woke up, started looking at my phone, being like, all right, who's getting fired? Who's the list of candidates for this? It was like, oh, wait, you know, timeout. You don't have to worry about that anymore for the Bears. And so that was kind of a good realization. And so you can take a step back and realize that's a really good place to be, not being one of those teams. You feel good about the future. At the same time, there's a playoff game to win this week. And you are now in your window of opportunity. And the Bears have been wearing these hats that say opportunity. And so you want to take advantage of it while you're here because, you know, as the Lions kind of found out, you don't really know that door's not going to be open all the time or for how long it's going to be open. You just never know in this league, right? And you don't know if you're going to be in the same. So I'm sure the Commanders thought they'd be right back in the playoffs again this year. And obviously, you know, they're drafting in the top 10 instead. So it's a weird league. It's a hard league. And so you want to take advantage of this situation you have now, especially because you're playing the Packers. And so when you kind of isolate that conversation differently, I think it's okay to feel great about the future and still feel a little disappointed that the last couple of weeks and especially yesterday's game against the Lions went the way it did.
What do you make of the Bears' problems on defense? And I know you go 19 points. It's not really a problem, but you start looking at some of the issues that they've had, specifically with man coverage. How do you view it?
Yeah, I've been trying to process that even in the last couple hours since hearing Ben Johnson speak today on his Zoom call with reporters. And you know, my co-host Adam John sort of had a similar take this morning. I don't think it's a wrong take in that, hey, look, they held them to 19 points. We all made our predictions this week. And I'm sure if all of us had, you know, the Lions scoring 19, we all would have said the Bears win the game, right? And we probably did. I know I had the Lions scoring 20, and so the offense didn't hold up its end of the bargain and they lost. So since Ben Johnson is in charge of the offense, I understand where he's coming from on that and putting it more on the offense. On the other hand, they gave up 42 points last week against the 49ers. And it just seems like here's really what my issue is. And it became an issue against the Packers in the second game. So you're either going to play more aggressively defensively, take more chances, play man-to-man coverage, and you're gambling right now because the speed on this defense, and especially in the secondary right now, and even with the linebackers, guys being banged up, whatever it is, it's just not good enough to hang with some of these playmakers. You saw it in the first game against the Packers when you couldn't hang with Christian Watson in one-on-one coverage. You couldn't hang with Bo Melton in one-on-one coverage. So it's the second game they sit back and they play more zone and they try to keep things in front of them and it works. They keep the Packers out of the end zone. They hold them 0-5 in the red zone and that's great. Offense didn't have the ball, right? So it really puts the pressure on the offense to not go 3-and-out. And I know that's where Ben's coming from. Look, we got to take advantage of the possessions we have, the plays we have, and we got to make the most of them. So when you go 3-and-out, you don't get first downs, you don't score. You know, the offense has to do its job too. I'm just looking at this defense right now, and I'm finding it hard to believe that it's just okay to say, all right, 19 points, we give up 400 yards of offense, giving up way too many plays. Last three games, you've had 72 plays, and 73 plays on defense. That's a lot of plays for a lot of guys who are banged up, not 100% right now. I'm struggling with some of the personnel choices, which maybe we can get into a little bit, especially when you consider how much they've been on the field. So I can buy the idea that, yeah, you held them 19 points. I just don't know how sustainable this is if you really expect to win four games in a row here in the playoffs against really good teams.
All right, let's talk about some of those personnel choices, specifically with the back seven. Jalen Jones was the nickel after C.J. Gardner-Johnson went out, and I would suspect that he's out next week. And I know that Kyler Gordon coming back, well, quote, that's the hope, unquote. But Elijah Hicks played, Jonathan Owens played, not one snap for Tyreek Stevenson. What's going on with Tyreek Stevenson, and is that someone they ought to consider over Nashawn Wright?
Yeah. This is the first time all year I really heard an answer from Ben Johnson on a Monday that I couldn't really get on board with, or I'm still just trying to, I'm trying to figure it out. So he basically said, he's asked, why did Tyreek Stevenson not play? I mean, he didn't play, which is stunning. I mean, this is your second round pick who got off to a rough start earlier this year, then bounced back and for a couple weeks there looked like one of the best corners in the league. Then he got banged up, and I think he's been dealing with stuff, but he hasn't been on the injury report lately. To see him not play at all yesterday was very confusing. Ben Johnson said today they felt like Jalen Johnson and Sean Wright were, you know, gave them basically the best opportunity to have success defensively. Now, the positive way to look at that is that I think is an indication that they're trusting Jalen Johnson to handle more of the snap load, which is what you want going in the playoffs. I think they've been kind of working towards this. He played 99% of the snaps. I think he only missed one. That in itself is a good trend. On the other hand, he still doesn't look like he's running 100%. He doesn't look 100%. And when you're on the field for that many plays and you're seeing, it's not just Jalen Johnson. Sean Wright got exposed a couple times too, trying to run with these guys with the speed. That's fine if that was your plan going in and you felt optimistic, but I'm just wondering where the in-game adjustments are. Halfway through that game, with the amount of snaps that are on the field, you don't think it's a good idea to change your plan a little bit and get Tyreek in there for a series? There seems like there's more to that story to me. I just didn't find that answer today fulfilling, considering how the game played out. And this is something I've praised. I spent half the season praising Dennis Allen for these adjustments from week to week, in-game adjustments. And as the last couple of weeks, I just haven't seen enough of it. And I'm continuing to wonder why, when you're on the field this much, why Tyreek Stevenson doesn't get in there. And with the linebackers, DeMarco Jackson doesn't play more. He only had 12 snaps. And like a week before, I'm not sure he got on the field at all defensively. So it's some of the stuff's been very confusing the last few weeks.
Well, Tyreek's fascinating, and we'll see what comes out this week. DeMarco Jackson did play 12 snaps. I think that was with the other two backers, so they went three backers a little bit. Would they ever give DeMarco snaps over T.J. Edwards?
I mean, based on what we've seen so far, I think the answer is no. I think they trust Tremaine Edmonds, T.J. Edwards. I think Ben fairly said today that he felt like the linebackers played better than they did against the 49ers. I also think that was a pretty low bar.
Yeah.
I happened to host a show on Mondays with Lance Briggs, who played linebacker at a pretty high level for the Chicago Bears. I know you know that. And, you know, he has this saying where it's like, if you just run to the ball for the entire game as a linebacker, you should get 10 tackles. Like that. It should just be on the stat sheet sort of automatically. If you're running the ball every snap, especially if you get 73 plays, I think those linebackers technically at 71, then you should. And what did I think Edwards ended up with? Four? I don't have it in front of me right now. But it wasn't enough is the point. And so I don't think that those guys are necessarily playing at the level you want them to going in the season. I also don't think either of them is 100%. So to answer your question, why don't you get DeMarco Jackson on the field more, maybe rotate, come up with something. I mean, this status quo thing right now with the defense, it doesn't feel like it's going to be good enough over four straight weeks here in the postseason.
It's kind of weird because Ben went on a little bit of a tirade about other teams and what they choose to do and what the Bears choose to do.
Yeah.
But you could look at what the Bears did yesterday and go, that's got a real preseason look to it, where maybe the offense didn't show a lot of shifts and motions because they didn't want to show more stuff to the Packers, even though the Packers have got two games of tape on the Bears doing shifts and motions. And then defensively, were you actually just saying, who can play man? And so you did more man than you maybe would against another team. It was a very strange game in like kind of the little leaks that kind of like, well, you know, they might have been doing this and they might have been doing that. I'm not sure how to judge it other than what we actually saw on the field, but it does scare me a little bit that might have been what they were doing, and maybe that's what led to there not being a lot of juice with this team early on in the game.
Yeah, and it kind of reminds me of sometimes Ben's decision-making with the clock, where he's trying to thread the needle a little bit in some of these end-of-half, end-of-game situations where he's trying to let the clock bleed down and still get points, and then sometimes it costs them, like it did in the end of the first half, where they burn too much clock and they get no points. I think you might be onto something there, Lawrence, that they were, yes, we're going to play our starters. This is our identity. We want to go in the playoffs, and we feel like we can do that, win the game, feel good about ourselves, and then also, you know, maybe not show as much as we want to. Hey, maybe that's why Tyreek Stevenson played zero snaps. Maybe you're just trying to rest him up to play more in the playoffs. I don't know because that answer just didn't really satisfy me. So I'm just trying to come up with something. I do think there's a little bit of that. And Ben did confirm today that was essentially what he meant by simplifying the offensive game plan, that it was just fewer motions. And what's alarming though, is he also said fewer shifts and motions. He also said they had six mental errors on their first 11 plays.
Wow.
Which is a lot considering that's your script. Like those are the plays you're walking through and you know you're running all week. So maybe, I don't know if that somehow threw them off, but all of a sudden they reverted back to that team earlier in the season that was having all kinds of pre-snap issues. I went back and watched those 11 plays. The mental errors are not necessarily extremely obvious. I think there was one play where Loveland kind of came out and I think he went to block the wrong guy because he seemingly went to go double team someone when the linebacker was unblocked completely. So I think it's just little stuff like that, specifically with the protections up front or the blocking assignments.
Yeah.
But it's not good. You can't have six mental errors on 11 plays when you're trying to simplify the offense at the same time.
Look, Adam Hogue from CHGO is here. Hogue and Johns do a great job over there, and I have done a great job together for a long time. Here's the thing. When you approach the game the way that you guys just talked about, you know, and then you end up being that disorganized and that ugly and coming out, like Caleb said, we came out flat, then you have failed as a coach. Like, you had a bad week as a coach. It's just a week. It's just a game. You've been a coaching superstar all year long, and now it's the playoffs. But now I get why you want to turn the page so damn fast, because you're a little embarrassed. That's a rough approach that led to this. And your guy, Adam Johns, was in the locker room. They were down afterwards, weren't they? He said so.
Yeah, and I think based on putting a couple pieces of the puzzle together, you know, based on how John's explained in the locker room, what the scene was like, what we heard from Ben afterwards, where he said in his press conference, like, he challenged those guys, he challenged especially the offense. And then some of the things I've heard too in the last 24 hours, I think he really challenged the team post game. I think that's okay. Like, as a head coach, you gotta push some buttons. You gotta know when to push them. I don't think yesterday was acceptable, and it's probably the right time to say, okay, we're either all in here. It's a new season. This is the postseason, or you're not. And so I think that was the message. He was asked about that today, about how the players received that. I think the direct quote was fairly well, or he felt like it. So, here's the cool thing is maybe over the last, you know, 17 minutes or so that we've been talking, maybe it seems like a overreaction or negative reaction to yesterday. They are going in the playoffs. This is a winnable game against a team they've already beat this season. I think they feel like they could have beaten them twice. I think the Packers probably feel like they should have two wins over the Bears too, but we're going to learn a lot about Ben Johnson this week. And I think that's, I'm excited for it because I'm excited to see how the team responds. Certainly, if you come out flat in a playoff game against the Packers, that would be alarming. I'm not excusing it yesterday, but I sort of get it. Like, anytime there's an argument to be made that you could actually sit your starters, all right, the game doesn't matter a ton. This week matters a ton. You know they're going to come out. You know the atmosphere at Soldier Field is going to be way different. So I don't think coming out flat will be a problem. And maybe this is a little bit of a spin zone, but the fact that they shorten the week by having to play Saturday night, it doesn't help you from a rest and recovery standpoint, especially when you see C.J. Gardner-Johnson go out and Cole Kmet maybe not finish the game. That being said, I don't think this was a week where you necessarily wanted an extra 24 hours to dwell over what happened. Everybody can come back in the building tomorrow on Tuesday, and it's really Wednesday. So you can speed forward. Everybody should be motivated to go in there and be like, all right, let's move on to this playoff game. We'll get the corrections in. Everybody should be motivated, and I think they'll respond to Ben Johnson's challenge well. Now we'll get to see what it all looks like on Saturday night. We'll see what kind of adjustments both Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen make too in a huge moment. And either go really well or we'll all be panicking on Sunday morning, but it should be fun either way.
This is kind of a zombie Packers team since, you know, you lose Micah and that clearly makes you different, but like the last month of Packers football has not been enjoyable. What is there still to worry about if you're the Bears?
Well, to me, the biggest worry is that they did what they should have done and rested their starters. And they basically got a bye week and they got an extra day on that front end too, because they played on Saturday the week prior. To your point though, they've really looked like a shell of themselves, as bad as it's maybe looked for the Bears lately. It's been way worse for the Packers. Their injuries have been way worse. The way they've played, I mean, they got ran over by that Ravens team. And that's a Ravens team that really all season hasn't been right. Really never found a consistent running game. Never really relied or leaned on Derrick Henry. They probably should have all season. Well, in that game, it certainly looked easy. So if you're looking for reasons for optimism, the Bears have run the ball well against the Packers this year. And they, I think, should be able to set the tone on the ground as long as everybody shows up and is in the right mindset and follows their blocking assignments and there are no mental errors, or at least they limit those mental errors. I think the way you look at what this Packers defense is right now, you should be able to run the ball against them. And if you do that, then maybe you can control the clock better than you did in the last meeting against them when they really controlled the clock for the most of the entire first half. But yeah, they've lost four games in a row. You don't really count yesterday's because they weren't trying, but it's still, as bad as it's been for the Bears, it's been way worse for the Packers. And I understand, I think the Lions right where it should be, it's essentially a pick 'em, but on paper, I feel like the Bears should be the team that wins this one, especially at home.
Adam Hoge does an incredible job on the Hoge and Johns podcast and all the work over at CHGO, and he's nice enough to join us, and we are appreciative of it. Sir, thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Appreciate it, Adam. Great stuff.
By the way, we are going to be at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. That's a Score staple for a long time. Friday show, we're going to be there thanks to Circus Sports Illinois from 2 until 6. Show up. They have great food there. Like, it's one of my favorite remotes for food because they've got the Super Rosa pizza there and everything else that's on the menu at Real Time Sports.
I also remember terrific scotch, like really, really good quality, excellent, and delicious scotch.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Circus Sports Illinois is bringing us to Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village Friday from 2 until 6.
We sound great when you have the scotch that's there and eat the food.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
That we probably sound a little bit better.
Love that place. So many great Score memories. You're totally right. Love that we're going to be out there previewing Bears Packers for the playoffs.
Packers
on week. Saturday night.
It's Packers Panic Week, as Doug Buffone would say.
Yeah, it is. But we got other information too. We got information on next year's opponents that we need to check out. And next year's schedule in general. Do you know where the Bears' strength of schedule is for next year? I can share that with you as well.
Yeah, you can share it, and we can talk about it from a completely selfish point of view.
Oh, maybe our listeners could join in on the selfishness, though.
We explain next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right?
So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why was it important for you to
land
the stadium afterwards?
We put it out there this week that we needed the fans, that we want the fans to be proud to be a Chicago Bear fan. And so I wanted to give my thanks. And you know, they were a big part of the game today. Like I said, when we go on the road, when we're home, you know, I want them to travel well. I want them to be here. I want them to show out. I want them to be proud. So, like I said, I want to go around and give my thanks to them.
Yeah, I didn't see anything on the website today from Kevin Warren talking about the fans.
Hey, by the way, it's 2026, right?
It is. Good call. Nailed that. Way to go, Lawrence.
Are there shovels in the ground?
That was the hope, okay? There are not shovels in the ground.
That was the plan.
Was it the plan? I don't know. Shout out to Mark Potash for tweeting out a photo of the gates in Arlington Heights.
But I'll remain steadfast that the goal is to make sure that we have shovels in the ground in 2025, and I'm confident that will happen.
Oh, yeah, no, that will not happen.
They did have a day there. It was pretty warm during one of those days when I was on vacation. I did the nice plunge, you know, but then the next day the same water froze.
Oh, I see. So you think it was a frozen ground issue?
Yeah, possibly.
There were a couple of nice days. There was a one day where it got to like 55, and I'm like, this is a perfect day to put shovels in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, here we are in 2026, and no shovels have been put in the ground.
No shovels have been put in the ground. So they'll play at Soldier Field next year. That's where they'll play.
Well, they were always going to play at Soldier Field next year, and probably for the next 4 years, and probably the next five.
Yeah, they'll play.
Or 10.
Probably forever.
Maybe they'll just extend there, you know? What's an extra few thousand seats? You know, that place feels pretty good once you're in. It is hell to get in and out of, and I don't recommend needing to use the bathroom at any point. I don't recommend that.
Stadium Pal. That's what Speegs recommends.
That's what we call Speegs. Let's talk about something else.
I'm your Stadium Pal. That's right.
That's right, Pally.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Hey, would you like to know how NFL schedules are formulated?
Yes, I would. Please. Thank you.
This is from the NFL.
Okay.
Home and away against its under the NFL scheduling formula, every team plays 17 games as follows. Home and away against its three division opponents, 6 games. The four teams from another division within its conference on a rotating 3-year cycle, 4 games. The four teams from a division in the other conference on a rotating 4-year cycle, 4 games. Two intra-conference opponents based on the prior year's standings, 2 games.
Okay.
These games match a first-place team against the first-place teams in the same two conference divisions. The team is not scheduled to play that season. The second place, third place, and fourth place teams in conference are matched in the same way each year.
I take it back. I don't want to know.
Hold on. One interconference opponent based on the prior year's standings on a rotating
and yet still cycle. They messed it up, even with their stupid formula.
Right? I regret saying yes to the question.
So you get the two divisions that the rest of your division plays.
Yeah.
And then inside of your conference, you play the two first place teams of the other divisions. And then in the AFC, the corresponding conference.
101, 102, 103.
Exactly.
Well, here's what I know. The schedule is set. Thank you, Lawrence.
The schedule is not set.
It is.
The opponents are set.
Oh, that's right. That's right. As the NFL dominates the calendar.
They'll pick a day.
Yeah, they'll pick a day to do that.
That'll be a Thursday night in May for you.
Yeah, that's right. They'll upstage some baseball game so they can do that. That's what they do. But so the opponents are set. You know they're going to play the division teams. Here are the teams that are coming to Chicago to play at Soldier Field. Think about your friends and your family who might be fans of these teams and they could make a road trip. Saints will be here. The Jacksonville Jaguars, if there's any Jaguar fans, they'll be here. You know what? Our good friend, the running back coach from the Jacksonville Jaguars, Adam McKay, we should see if he can come in. The Patriots, oh, my Boston boys might be making a road trip.
What's
coming
interesting,
in.
Did Adam survive the coaching regime
he's
change there?
He's still working down with Liam Cohen.
Wow, that's a made guy there. Yeah. You don't get rid of a guy like that.
It's like Richard Hightower.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The Eagles, Philly fans, Eagles are coming to Soldier Field. And the Buccaneers, Tampa Bay is coming here. Those are good teams, some of them. Not the Saints, but Jags, Pats, Eagles, Bucks. Woof, Bears.
On paper,
yeah,
those are good teams.
Well, and I should say, in terms of strength of schedule, based on this year's record, the Bears have the most difficult schedule in the NFL next year.
Cool.
Number one most difficult.
Now tell me what the injury report is the week that they play those teams.
You're totally right. You're totally right. But on paper right now, it is the toughest schedule in the NFL. Here are the road trip possibilities. Okay?
Some decent ones.
Other than the division games, here are the places that you and your friends and your family could maybe go to see a Bears game. Buffalo. That's a fun place to see a game,
and
people.
It'll be their new stadium.
Oh, is that next year right away? That's a damn good team. Could be a hell of a matchup.
Here's hoping it's in September. Sure. Oh, wait. No, it's inside now. You're good.
It's
you
gonna
can
be
go
inside?
To Buffalo whenever.
Wow. You can go see Niagara Falls. Go
over Niagara Falls.
Go over Niagara Falls
slowly
in a barrel.
Holy I turn.
This is where we try to figure out where Gabe Ramirez and his boys are going to go because he does the road trip every year.
He
did the San Francisco a couple weeks ago.
I know exactly where they're going.
Well, here we go. Miami is a possible road trip. Is that where Gabe's going?
I think it's clubhouse leader. Yeah.
That Latin infused model class. Grade A.
Can I just
say stadium?
Can I just say this? If you are if you are a connoisseur of strip clubs,
oh god,
the Bears road schedule is for you
because they're going to Atlanta as well,
and they're going to Houston.
Are they going to Houston? I don't.
Oh wait, that's not my bad. That's the Packers. My bad.
No.
They're playing Houston. They're not going to Houston.
Here's where
so
the Bears
you got
are
Miami
going.
And Atlanta.
Miami, Atlanta. So there you go. Those are the top two on Lawrence's strip club depth chart.
Atlanta and then Miami
for cities.
And unfortunately, Tampa is coming here, or else.
You should. You gonna restart the blog on that? Restart the blog you got on that one?
No, but I mean, Tampa was when they were a part of the division. You could find plenty of person who covered the Bears at Mons Venus. They had enjoyed themselves.
All right, so Buffalo road trip, Miami road trip, Atlanta possibilities, Carolina,
sneaky fun place to go.
Yeah, right. And you've got options to hang out down there, go around the coast a little bit.
You could also maybe catch a football game. Like, there will be enough of the teams, one of them will be home. North Carolina State, Duke, North Carolina, Wake Forest.
Oh, how about, depending on the time of year, you catch a basketball game?
You sure could.
Get to Cameron?
And Charlotte's a great city.
So there you go. And then there's one more.
That's exciting, though. They can get all the guys involved in the Panthers trade, you know, in a photo op.
Hey, Carolina made the playoffs.
They did.
Won the trade.
Oh, I don't believe that's the case. Caleb almost had 4,000 yards. If he got 4,000 yards, would we win the trade? Is that how that works?
He did break Eric Kramer's record, and no one's talked about that.
All right, one more road trip possibility, and this is where I admit that I've never been to Seattle.
Oh.
The Bears play in Seattle against the Seahawks.
That'd be great.
I have never been to that town. I've wanted to very much. This seems like a really nice opportunity to get myself out there.
I haven't been in a long time, and it's one of those places where I go, man, I need to go back because it's got so much great stuff.
I know. It's like, and all the grunge music roots and the Hendrix experience, the Hendrix Museum that's out there.
It's incredible. Like, if you want to go check out the Sub Pop store in the Seattle airport, it's great. They also, this is a great football town. They've got a Walter Jones statue in the Seattle airport.
Do they really?
Yes, they do, yeah.
Man, I think every airport needs one.
An offensive lineman statue?
No,
yeah.
A Walter Jones statue, specifically. So there's... There's no Vegas there, though.
Yeah. Do you think we can convince Mitch to just send us to Circa for poops and giggles? Like, do you think that we could be like, listen, you know, here's what I would say is that week one, we should probably be there because it's the beginning of the NFL season.
That's
and what
call.
Better place to be
a good call.
Than at Circa.
Well, I'm hoping we're out there for the signups in August when they're trying to get everyone to sign up for the million.
There you go.
In the contest.
That's
so.
What we do. Well, why can't we do the NCAA trip this year? Why can't Lawrence, you're the big Circa guy. You got the connections. Now you're the Circa endorsee on this show.
I might be able to call someone.
Yeah,
well, we're trying
call.
To pivot away from that trip because I'm going to be in Italy, selfishly.
So
Alex can go, you know.
Well, that means we all get to go to Italy with you.
As per your contract.
Your wife just,
we get to go see the Pope?
Yeah. Yes, we're
that's
all
going to
go.
That's why Tandy's going.
She just bought the tickets today, actually.
To see the Pope?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're definitely coming.
White Sox!
Dude, what are you going to bring him for the Hall of Fame room?
Trust me, this will be an ongoing bit 2 days after the Super Bowl. Like, I joked to Mitch, I'm going to bring the photo of Swirsk and the Pope and just hold it up really high.
With a boombox.
Bring the
playing
photo.
Thunderstruck.
That is so us. It's kind of like the pie of my picture of me looking at the pie of my picture. You bring the photo of Swirsk with the Pope and hold that up, and then somebody takes a picture of that. Now we're getting somewhere.
So maybe we shouldn't go to Circa week one. Maybe we should pick. Maybe you know what we should do. We should wait until we find out when the Bears' bye week is.
Oh, we should go to Circa on the bye week now. That is genius. That might be, that's the smartest thing you've ever said.
I agree.
Are any of the none of the divisional teams are going there, right? Any weird schedule things like any of the
hold
other,
on? I got the divisional schedule. But that's yes. why I messed up.
So Roger Goodell's like, you know, his stupid formula forgot one thing. It's awesome, and the Bears should be there every year. That's what the one thing the formula forgot.
The textures have gotten in on a few different things. One, Buffalo's new stadium is going to be outdoors.
Oh, that's right.
Amazingly enough.
I thought they had a retract, but I guess they don't.
Mm.
It's fine.
Another texture says, Speaks, the food and coffee in Seattle are phenomenal. But another texture says the Sub Pop store in the airport is closed.
Oh,
you know.
Just when you think the world is going your way.
Everything's changing around us, man.
I don't like it.
You got to bring Rudy Law batting gloves to the Pope for him to put in the Hall of Fame room next to that reporter's family heirloom of the Nellie Fox bat that the Pope just couldn't care less about. That's what you got to bring. Glad we did this.
Is it possible that the Pope has tired of the White Sox stuff?
Oh, yeah, dude, that's the thing. That video is exquisite, where the CBS reporter's like, I have this family heirloom. It's been in my family for generations. It's a Nellie Fox bat. And he hands it to the Pope, and the Pope's like, oh, great, thank you. And he hands it to some lackey, some John lackey, who just takes it away.
You're not there for a haircut.
No.
You didn't come here for that.
Yeah, I'm sure he's tired of it, but Tanny will choose something special.
I bet he will. Speaking of Tanny doing something special, hold on. I'll save that for until after I say this.
Okay.
We're going to do something special as a show. Friday, we're going to be at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. We're going to be there 2 to 6 Friday. It's going to be great. Circa Sports Illinois is taking us out there. 2 to 6 at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. All brought to you by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. we are going to share with you Tanny's Open to the show.
Oh, man. It's so good. It encapsulates the whole year. If you need some feel-good vibes about the entire Bears season, that's what you'll get right at the end of the show.
We're going to do that next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
That's a wrap!
Tonight, the Bulls are in Boston to take on the Celtics. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:15, tip-off at 6:30. On the Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner Matt Spiegel, say goodbye to the people.
For Kurt Warner, for Adam Hogue on this show. So goodbye, people. We're going to give you some excellence to walk out with. For Lawrence Holmes, for the Midday Show, for everybody. We're going to be back tomorrow.
Shout out to Mully.
Shout out to Mully. For everybody, we appreciate the love and support that you have shown the Spiegel and Holmes show. Long may it live! And we will repay that tomorrow. But first, Chris Tannehill's Open encapsulating the year that was for these Chicago Bears.
Let's talk about the Chicago Bears. They won just 5 games a year ago.
I want to introduce Ben Johnson, head coach of the Chicago Bears.
This is a special group. I felt that early in the season.
They bring in a new center and 2 new guards.
Tooney, Dahlman, Jackson, Darnell Wright, the right tackle's been amazing.
Swift to the outside, and the Bears punching back have retaken the lead.
Holy cow, what a run.
What about that hit? Was that a piece of a helmet?
Geno over the middle, and it's picked. It's Byard.
Tyreek Stevenson punched it out.
Tremaine Edmonds with the pick.
push.
Bears think it's a fumble.
There's Wright going for the football right there. He did. He got it out.
Jaquan Brisker levitates and ends the game.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson, takeaway number 30 for the Chicago Bears.
This group, I'm talking about coaches and players combined, it's just, it's rare.
And that's where the Chicago offense will begin.
Caleb Williams, shout out mom.
Flea Flickers way up there. Williams recovers.
Into his bag of tricks.
The nickname that has emerged for Caleb Williams is Iceman.
The comeback king of Caleb Williams got the most fourth quarter comebacks in the league this year.
Williams running. Caleb Williams in the zone.
Down the stretch, you just can't play quarterback any better than what we've seen the last two possessions from Caleb Williams.
How does he get out of that?
Houdini. Touchdown, Cole Kmet into the end zone.
Very much looking like the number one overall pick in the draft.
Yep. Williams on the roll, directing traffic to the end zone. He throws, and it's DJ Moore.
I would love to be in the film room on Monday when Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams go over this play.
Nah, I can make any throw.
An entire division on the line in one play.
Williams, pressure, throwing, Cole has a man, it is caught! Touchdown, J.J. Walker, unbelievable!
Unreal, the Bears had a 0.5% chance to win.
You know, you get with some of those wins, the Raiders game.
The kick is blocked! It was Josh Blackwell.
The Washington game.
And the Bears win. Jake Moody, a hero tonight.
You start feeling it, the belief coming.
Williams slings it. Williams, Loveland, goes off his man. He's going to score. Home, Colston Loveland in a jaw dropper.
Man, they're mentally tough. They're physically tough.
The comeback kid, Chicago Bears, do it again.
Cairo Santos.
The cardiac Bears.
I know, it's Chicago!
And the Chicago Bears, who started 0-2, are 9-3.
I know we're going to fight you for 60 minutes.
I've said it multiple times. We're a team that's going to fight to the end. And there was too much time on the clock.
Ah, the fake. Williams looking downfield. Watching downfield. Going for it all!
And it is caught! Bears win! DJ Moore!
It means a lot. Is after Packers all.
The Chicago Bears exercising all the Packers demons in a game they had no business winning.
Ryan's done a great job bringing this collection of people together.
The most important piece is we're going to take the North and never give it back.
And Chicago takes over the lead in the division.
Do not adjust your sets, Bears fans.
The Bears are back, baby.
And the phrase that keeps coming up is not the same old Bears.
I hadn't heard the crowd this loud at Soldier Field ever.
Never let it rain! Never let it rain!
This place is electric.
It's gonna get better! It's gonna get better! It's gonna get better!
This place is absolutely on fire.
Bears on three, 1, 2, 3, Bears!
And they're celebrating in Chicago as the Bears are NFC North champions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.